Donald Byrd there with his current single on Elektra Records. And it's the one called Love Has Come Around. We're tuned to Radio Alpine 299. Monday to Friday, 12 midday till 6 in the evening. And the time is now 5 o'clock.
We've got a winner!
2-2-9-9-9-9 radio.
Yes, indeed!
Has there ever come a time when you feel real nice and you want to let someone know that you really appreciate them? All you have to do is just moan a little bit for them. You go to somebody and say, see, no time for wasting, baby. We've gone off through those moves. I'm offering satisfaction, darling. Girl, I'm giving you all my love. Yeah, anytime is the right time, baby. Come on and take my heart. It's all yours if you want it, baby. My heart is tearing all apart. I say,
you can have it.
Yeah. If you want it,
if you want it,
come and get it, baby. But if you want it,
you can have it.
I'll come and get it, girl, yeah.
If you want it,
yeah, yeah. See, darling, there's no time for wasting, baby. Come on, please, make up your mind. Good loving is so pleasing, baby. Girl, I'm giving you all my time. You can have it if you want it. Just come and get it, and baby, it's yours, yeah. I've got to give it if you want it. I know that you're gonna love it. Come on, girl.
I knew you'd like it. Oh, baby, you got me saying something like, listen now.
One night while I was sleeping, baby, had a dream of you and I. Found myself asking you, baby, take my hand and be my wife. There's no time for wasting, baby, 'cause we've gone all through those moves. 'Cause I'm offering satisfaction, darling. Girl, I'm giving you all my love.
You can have it.
Yeah, if you want it.
If you want it.
You really want my love, man.
If you want it,
it's all yours, baby.
You can have it.
You can have it any time of the day.
If you want it,
don't matter what place it is.
Featuring the lead vocals of that amazing guy called James Taylor. In fact, I went to see them in concert not so long ago, and he really had the girls going wild. That's Cool and the Gang there, 4 minutes after 5 o'clock. My favourite track from that album, it's called Take My Heart. Mike Stand is going to be doing a bit of guesting in the next 55 minutes. He has arrived, in fact, and he's going to do a bit in a minute or two. Meanwhile, we'll play some more music while you get settled in, alright? 4 minutes after 5 o'clock, the second time around this afternoon. As Earth, Wind & Fire from the album Raise. It's on CBS Records. There's a track called Let's Groove.
Yeah. Who's that? Who's that, John?
I don't know all this, this new disco stuff. Earth, Wind and Fire. My God. How do I follow this disco show? What the papers say. For the past hour and how long? 35 minutes or so? You've had What the Papers Say with JJ. John, what's your name? John James now. Is that the name you're using? Yeah. Right, John James for the past hour and, how long? Quite a while. With his rundown of the Daily Mirror. And his disco show. I was listening. I've been in the shop this afternoon, humping a few records. As Skeleton Records is moving premises a little further down the road. And we've had Radio Alpine on all afternoon, blasting out his disco music. I've been boogieing on down all afternoon. I noticed a record that Chris played a little earlier. I mean, John played a little earlier, called... what was it called? Get Down On It! I've never been so disgusted in all my life. I was thinking of going up to that sex shop in Oxton Road and picketing with them after that. Get Down On It by Kool and the Gang. Some of the amazing words on it. If you want to feel it, get on down. If you want your daddy to groove it, shabba dabba 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 dabba. Right, enough of the disco crud. Let's play something nice. And don't forget, you can listen once again to What the Papers Say tomorrow afternoon at the same time. These are the Yardbirds.
Still, I'm sad.
Past five on a Friday afternoon, you're listening to Radio Alpine on 299 metres in the medium wave. That was the Yardbirds, or rather, they were the Yardbirds. And when was that first made? Does it say on the label? Does it help? No, no. Oh, we've got to keep the language down, haven't we? We're on an afternoon station now. No, there's no date on that. Excellent old one from the 60s, anyway, from the Yardbirds. And a track called Still I'm Sad. Let's try this brand new spanking chromium metal plated jingle machine on my left here, see if I can get anything out of it.
Radio 299. Much more magic music. Yeah.
I think I'll hit you with another oldie. This is Jerry Lee.
Hey, mama, don't you hear me? I want to love you, daddy, hold on.
Just gone into the red on me VU.
Hey, mama, don't treat me wrong. I'm a love you, daddy, all night long. All right. Hey, hey. Uh-huh. All right.
I see the girl with the diamond ring. She know how to shake that thing. All right. Hey, hey. All right now. Tell her what I say.
Tell your mom, tell your pa, I'm gonna send you back to Arkansas, all right. Hey, honey, you don't do it right. You can't do it right. You don't do it right. Let it break now.
When you see me in misery, come on over, see about me, all right. Yeah, yeah. Don't do it right now. Yeah, you don't do it right.
Well, baby, what'd I say? Woo! Honey, what'd I say right now? Tell me, honey, what'd I say? Somebody's got to tell me what'd I say. Woo! Tell me what'd I say?
Jerry Lee Lewis and Another Oldie. Those two singles, incidentally, are reavailable on the Charlie record label. And that one's Jerry Lee Lewis with Hello Josephine, What Do I Say on one side. The other one was the Yardbirds, four tracks. Things like Still I'm Sad, Shape of Things to Come on it, and a couple of other tracks. I can't see it because the thing's too far away. Oh, thank you. A cigarette has just come my way. We've got a letter here which Paul Kay has just picked up. And it asks for a request at around about 3:30 this afternoon. As we've only just got the letter, who's it from? Brian Robinson. Hang on a minute, Brian. I'll light a fag. Ta. I've got a cup of coffee brought in as well here. I think I'll have a slur for this.
Ah.
Brings back memories. I'll read the letter out. It comes from Brian Robinson, who lives in Leyland in Preston. And it says, Dear John, it's great to hear you and Paul back on the air. Radio Alpine sounds great. The programmes are excellent. Please try and keep the station going, as it's a good and original idea to broadcast from 12 noon to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday. It's the first time we've been able to listen to this sort of radio during weekdays since Caroline North, way back. The jingles you use are great. Just shows how easy it is to please some people, doesn't it? I've got a pile of jingles, which if you're interested in, I'll run you a cassette off. He sent a stamped address envelope in, so thanks for that, Bri. John James tells me he'll reply to you in the next minute or two. He's writing away busily now. Basically, then, he says that he hopes that we can get the signal coming through as clear as MAR was. MAR, what's that? Seems to remember something about MAR somewhere. Anyway, it says, could you please give us a mention on Friday the 4th at about 3:30 and mention Margaret, who's my wife, Carl and Joy in Southport, Andy Davis and Marion, who? And also Rick Dane. Good luck with the station, lads. It could be the most successful one we've had. Cheers, Brian Robinson. And Brian also thinks the close-down theme is ace. Okay, Brian, from Leyland in Preston. Thanks a lot for the letter. Nice to hear from you. I'm just making a short appearance here. I'm going to completely wreck the station's credibility before 6 o'clock. I go back to work in Austria next Thursday. So if I do all right, well, what are you shouting about? Oh, big thumbs down to me. If I don't blow it completely this afternoon,
JJ
may even let me have a go next week. How about it?
JJ.
Are we, yeah, what are you saying, yeah? Oh, right. I'm Mike Stand, by the way. You may remember the name. I used to do another station a little while back before I got put inside. Oh, what a giveaway! Before I went away to work. 6 months. A couple of old singles to start the show. Yardbirds and Jerry Lee. This is a brand new one. Comes from the album Tattoo You. The Rolling Stones, Waiting on a Friend. New single coming from the Rolling Stones, taken from the LP Tattoo You. Playing that one for Brian Robinson, also his wife Margaret, Carl, Joy, Andy, Marion and Rick, who were all mentioned in that letter. Thanks a lot for the noteless, Brian. And for you, the Rolling Stones, Waiting on a Friend. And quite coincidentally, I've got the current Marianne Faithful album on the right-hand deck.
You may remember a little while back,
all sorts of filth and degradation going on between Mick Jagger and Marianne Handful. Well, this is a track from the album Dangerous Acquaintances. It's a rather nice thing I heard for the first time this afternoon in the shop. Thought I'd listen to it again and play it for you. It's a rather good album. This is track 2, side 1. It's called Intrigue. Nearly missed it then, but that busy talking about a letter I've just received from Julia Neal, which I'll read out in a minute. Who was that? That was Marianne Faithful, and a track from the album called Dangerous Acquaintances. Nice album. I'll try and play another track of that before 6 o'clock. That was a thing entitled simply Intrigue, intrigue. Yeah, a quick impression of John James as he's been all afternoon boogieing on down and getting with it and getting his ass off the floor and shaking it all about and his booty and stuff. He would say that
was Marianne Faithfull from the album Dangerous Acquaintances and a track called Intrigue.
Yeah, I think he thinks he's Kenny Everett, by the way. He's been all afternoon. This is for John D. Hodgkinson, who writes for the magazine Merseysound. I know he loves Pauline Murray, so for John, this is for you. Murray and the Invisible Girls on single, and a track called Searching for Heaven, playing that for John D. Hodgkinson, who is a contributor to the magazine Merseysound. You may have heard of it or read it a little while back, around about, I think it was June or July. Merseysound carried an article on Merseyland Alternative Radio. You may remember that their station from a little while back. It's since been pummeled into the ground by a certain other member of the ex-staff, whose name we won't mention, but you all know who it is. He's sort of lost of the station, but out of the wake of that has come Radio Alpine, an excellent daytime station from 12 till 6 every day, Monday to Friday. We'll give the mailing address out for the station in a couple of minutes. So John is the one who wrote the article on the MAR thing in the middle of summer, and he likes Pauline Murray, so that's her new band, The Invisible Girls,